This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is there about today that you feel good about? A question to be answered by you and by us, I guess. When I say us, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, focused on the world, whether it's the world of your small world or your bigger world, expansive world. Let's pretend, Jay, just for now, maybe through the day today, that at every turn, every moment, that your life is easy. That everybody that you encounter means well, and the time is on your side. All right, what do you think of that? Every
that
moment today.
That sounds blissful and
isn't that
boring.
Sweet? Well, I don't know. I think it's. I like it to the point that we can focus, or you get off of the stuff that seems to be so negative. And if you play this game every day, at least for a while. Maybe play it today, play it tomorrow, maybe play it the next day, and the next after that. Pretty soon, it won't be a game at all. It'll be the way you live your life, right? Easy, everybody means well. I think that's something to aspire to. I'd rather think the people that I encounter mean well and have
good intentions
for me, right? Or for
isn't it just so nice for ourselves and to other people to give other people the benefit of the doubt?
Yes. That it is. Okay, some good news today from Pfizer, the drug company. There is news about RSV, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine, on the way. This is a vaccine that prevents severe illness in infants. So it's up for approval at the FDA. Could be available early next year. The vaccine seems to be, at this point, about 80% effective in preventing severe RSV. Frankly, I've never heard of this before. Have you? As the mother of a two-year-old, has this ever come up when you were pregnant or when the baby was first two, 3 months old?
I was familiar with it long before I got pregnant just because of other children in my circle getting it. So I did know about
really?
It. And this is one of the things that Mac did not get. He had other weird things like scarlet fever and impetigo and all of that.
Yeah.
But, fortunately, he did not contract RSV. But it can get so bad so quick. And it's so similar to other things that little babies can get, where a lot of times people just they don't think to take them into the hospital immediately because again it can just be a run-of-the-mill sniffles. And what is it, 3 months old? I think it's at 2 months or 3 months.
Three months.
These spikes of fever for absolutely no reason. It's like their first big random fever. It's not attributed to anything else. There are no other symptoms. It's just this weird fever that lasts less than I think 6 hours.
Yeah, but still can be very dangerous.
Can still be bad, yeah.
About 71% of the 40,000 pediatric beds in our country are filled with this sort of a problem with youngsters. And so it's a respiratory thing. People say respiratory, respiratory, whatever. It's your lungs. Breathing device. And it sort of reminds me of all the discussion about sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, that takes place. Were you ever concerned about that? I remember.
Oh, I was super concerned about SIDS because basically what happens with SIDS is more often than not, it's accidental suffocation. And that's why they say don't put any stuffed animals, don't use any sheets, don't cover the baby with any blankets, just have them in their
swaddling
outfit or have them swaddled.
Clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And don't put babies, don't put infants in the bed with you because sometimes parents can roll over top of them and not realize or they get wedged between pillows. It's absolutely awful.
I think a lot of people do that and they don't think about what happens, especially as the youngsters get older, 2-3 years old. A lot of parents put their children in the bed with them if they are crying or whatever to just calm them down. I think, as a matter of fact, Brendan and Sophie and I were talking about that because although Mac, listen to me talking about your child. Jasper isn't one for waking up. They're very fortunate. They put him down at about 10 o'clock at night, doesn't wake up till 6:30, 7 o'clock the next morning. And he's pretty much always been like that. And he's not a fusser unless he's hungry. So I think that, you know, when he's breastfed early in the morning, they might put him in. I can see Brendan going back to sleep like, well, he's gonzo. So a lot of people, I wonder if that's the case and if you think about it or if it's a danger in that circumstance. But certainly something to be thought about, right? This clinical trial, by the way, for this new drug, 7,400 pregnant mothers, ages 49 and younger. And apparently it was well tolerated, no safety concerns. Now, I'm not one to hype a drug. You know me. I don't like drugs at all. I think we overdo it with drugs. I think the drug companies are out of control. And I especially am not a fan of Pfizer. But in this circumstance, because of what it is and how it's used, I would think this would be something that would be on the top of pretty much everybody's mind. Now, I wonder how it affects those people who don't like vaccines for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you don't do this? You don't do any vaccines?
I think if you're anti-vaccine across the board, then you would still be anti this.
Yeah, anti this, yeah. Okay.
And that's one of the other things. People who are against COVID vaccines automatically got the label of anti-vaxxer, even if they weren't anti-vaxxers for any other vaccines. It's just,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's the way the public
yeah, everybody has to be in a box. If you don't like one thing, then clearly you don't like all of those things. And that's just inaccurate.
By the way, we have some headlines to pass along to you. Most of the stations that carry this program carry our Good Day Health Show on the weekend. And Ken Kronhaus this week is going to talk about what happens when you use too much alcohol. And I'm talking about there are two angles here for parents and also for young adults. For parents who drink while, especially women, drink while they are pregnant, No. You'd think most people would know that at this point. And then there's an overview of alcohol being consumed. So much alcohol is being drunk by young adults. I'm talking about teenagers, 15, 16, 17 years of age. And how many people are dying because of this? Good Lord.
I guess with the pandemic and everybody shut in, it seemed like happy hours were more of a daily routine.
You
could get
at home,
no alcohol from restaurants anymore.
The kids watch their parents drink at home, and that's it. And here's another thing, talking about pregnancy and what you do to protect your youngsters. Don't drink coffee if you're pregnant. It will lead to your child being shorter. How about that? Who would have ever thought drinking two cups of coffee if you're pregnant, when you have the baby, as the baby grows up, it's going to be short. We're going to talk about that with Ken this week.
That's one of the things they tell you when you're pregnant, too, to limit caffeine. Yeah, don't have any coffee.
Yeah. And then there's the latest COVID stuff. That'll be part of the Good Day Health Weekend program here. As I say, it's on a lot of these same stations. Or you can get it, the podcasts. For example, our podcast from last week with Dr. Ken, focus again on COVID and where the age focus is right now. The predominant number of people who are dying from COVID are well over the age of 75. And we talk about the BU deadly strain of COVID bacteria. Notice how that got buried, by the way. I started talking about it, and then it popped up everywhere, and it wasn't because of me. I don't think it was. It was just because it was something I saw going on here locally that somebody called my attention to. Then it was in all the Boston papers, and then it kind of got a little bit of a burp and a you-know-what from national media, and then it went away. And so who knows what the real story is, because you can't get the real story because it's being covered up. You don't think these drug companies hide all of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Saying one good.
They said, he said.
Right, exactly. All right, anyway, so the Good Day Health podcasts are available free at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also listen to the whole program at gooddayhealthshow.com. Both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack are prominent there. Here's something from Washington. Dateline Washington. The dress code in Washington, there's a new ordinance that requires baristas, lawyers, to cover their bodies at work. Now, they're referred to as the bikini baristas, lawyers that were dressing scantily, obviously to get attention. So the dress code for the city said you can't wear these bikinis, and the people wearing the bikinis went to court. And the rule has been it's been ruled that it was unconstitutional to have a dress code for women. There's no dress code for men, so why is there a dress code for women?
And that's what a lot of schools have started doing. They've come down on a lot of their dress codes because they realized it was being treated unfairly for women, for girls versus the guys.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, there you go. There's something to teach your children, as the old song, teach your children to dress well or better. But this is just another way of people, I suppose, getting attention. But, you know, I can't imagine that there are a lot of people who are upset looking at some of these women. They were a target of the ordinance, said the court, and so it's not fair to target one group over another, frankly. Anyway, the owner of Everett Bikini Barista, this stand, had some of the employees, they call them hillbilly hotties. They filed this complaint challenging the constitutionality of the dress code ordinance. Also challenges the city's lewd conduct ordinance. So what constitutes lewd conduct? Huh? Everybody's got a different definition of this, right?
Yeah, I would think that's more of an action as opposed to what you are wearing.
Yeah,
and
right.
Some super lewd actions. Mm-hmm. I feel like we can paint our own pictures.
Right. Why emphasize it, right, under the circumstances? All right, so there's that. The night sky, as we get into November, absolutely fabulous constellations. And as I said, there will be later this week a complete eclipse. So you're going to see a rare moment, according to the Smithsonian Magazine this week, of meteor showers. You're going to see Uranus in the sky. And you're much brighter than it usually is. You can tell these bright stars in the sky. And we're going to have a total lunar eclipse that will accompany the full moon. It'll be 6 o'clock in the morning, by the way, Eastern time on November the 8th. There it is. FYI at 18 after on Good Day.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan?
Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
There is a big need for workers on the farm. The farming industry facing a major challenge. Farmers getting older, having a hard time getting new, younger folks to come in and take over. That's, as I look at my legacy, and perhaps you look at your legacy, isn't that what you want? You want to have care and feeding for your animals. You want the things that have been grown on your farm that it's known for to continue.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. Some people who are involved in athletic pursuits in the celebrity news, social media trending things that we cover during this portion of each hour. Jay, thanks to you and your research. Bronny James, who is the son of LeBron James, is playing high school basketball, and apparently he was rushed off the court after somebody shot off a gun during a game. Good God. The boys' basketball team was taking on there in Washington. Is it Washington, D.C., right? Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, D.C. Yeah. There was some kind of gun scare, and people scattered.
Yeah. Who's bringing a gun into a high school basketball game, right? Anyway... So he was shaken up. Most of the kids on the team were high schoolers. They were all, he said, we can't even play hoop in peace these days. That's true. You asked me that question earlier, whether the world was crazier now than at any other time, maybe since World War II. Maybe there's something.
Much unrest just entirely across the planet.
Yeah. Well, I look at the eclipse and what that brings. It'll be interesting to see how people settle in after that. Lamar Odom has been reunited with his Lakers and those rings. He was in the NBA for a number of years. He says the fellow who bought the bling from him, his rings, in a wonderful gesture, gave them back to him.
Free.
He pawned off the rings, right, 8 years ago or something?
Mm-hmm. He pawned them to help pay his medical bills after his near-fatal drug overdose. That whole, was it the Love Ranch brothel where he was found?
And yep.
He was trying to pay off those medical bills, and so he pawned his rings, and the person who bought them was like, you know what, we don't even need to negotiate a deal. Here you go. Free.
Take them back again. Wow. He paid $38,000 for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, good for him. There's a lot of good people in the world. Kathy Ledecky shattering the world record in the 1,500-meter freestyle. She says after the race was over, it hurt a lot. Yeah. I guess she's a big swimmer, though. Set a world record in the freestyle this past weekend at the Toronto Pan Am Sports Center. She said,
Kaylee,
I knew.
Becky is a beast in the water. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Good grief.
Yeah. Speaking of beasts, there's a lady who's a former Marine who, during wartime, had her leg amputated, and she is now determined to climb all of the tallest mountains in the world. And you can, her name is Kirsty Ennis. Looking at her life, she has walked 1,000 miles across Europe, climbed 6 of the world's tallest mountains. Look at the muscles on her. Uses her arms instead of her legs. She has an ankle injury on her good leg, and she has no leg on the other side. She went through 40 surgeries after she got out of the service because when they amputated her leg, a severe infection made it a mess. So she was forced into medical retirement, and she decided, I'm not going to lay around. So she started working out. She's really, you can tell by looking at her upper body, that's what she uses. Good for her, right? You're faced with what seemed like insurmountable obstacles, and mm-hmm. you make the best of it, and you win. Good for her. She's a winner. 28 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli deputy foreign minister.
So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul has been released from a San Francisco hospital after he was attacked at his home last week by a man illegally in our country. At the start of the year, Twitter had more than 7,500 employees. For some, today will be their last day at the social media giant as layoffs begin. The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
21-year-old student and videographer going up and down the river didn't expect to see this treasure, but there it was in plain sight along the rocky shoreline of the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. So anyway, this fellow went down, his name is Riley Bryant, went down to the riverbed, saw this stuff in good condition just lying there.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do you fill me up, let's build up everybody's good feelings about the day. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We call it the Good Day program because we're trying to present things that are going on in the world that are good. Not all of them are. I can't promise you every bit of information is going to be good news. But I suppose this comes under that heading, the fact that the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been selected, and it's a big one. This is
a doozy. It is so
50
big.
50 feet wide, weighs 14 tons, 82 feet tall. Woo! Cool. And it was found in Queensbury, New York. Where's that? I'm not sure I know. It must be upstate someplace, right?
I was going to say, it is in the state of New York. I can tell you that much.
Thank you for that helpful information. There's Jay. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Kirshner here on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. The thought that nobody else would have thought about. Last year it came from Maryland, the tree. It was.
What was the year that everybody was like, that's such a dinky tree. It hadn't fluffed out fully yet. It had just arrived. They shared a picture when it had just arrived, and it just didn't look super great. And they were like, no, let us decorate it. It's going to be amazing. Was that 2020? I feel like that was a 2020 tree because everyone was like, this is the most 2020 tree there is. Or maybe it was 2021. 2020.
I don't remember. From one year to another on these things, it's kind of cool to look at it, though. And it does set a tone. You know, we were kidding about Christmas music earlier on and singing a few of the Christmas hymns and carols and stuff. This is a wonderful... Now, as is the case with a lot of this nonsense that we have to deal with in this life that we live, people are protesting having a Christmas tree. Some people are stupid enough to think Rockefeller Center is a publicly owned facility. It is not. It's that's owned cute. By, what, say again?
I said, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. No, the Rockefeller Center is owned by the National Broadcast, well, it's owned by Comcast, which owns NBC, which owns Rockefeller Center. So anyway, this thing, as we love to see it, it's a, and we all love to look at Christmas trees and decorations and all the decorations, but some group of dodos have come up with a protest because this shouldn't be, it's a, this, we shouldn't be paying so much attention to a Christian holiday. After all, there are lots of people in this country that have different religious extractions or different religious traditions, so why should we get so excited about Christmas? What a bunch of donkeys these people are. I just, you know what, nobody's saying, we're not taking away from you. You want to celebrate? Give us information and show us how you're celebrating, we'll talk about it. But to say we ought not to put up a Christmas tree because it's a symbol of Christianity, no, it's not. It's a symbol of St. Nicholas, Santa Claus. You got nothing to do. That's what's, by the way, now here you can know that my buttons get pushed with
no,
this
please continue.
Sort of thing. This drives me nuts. First of all, how the, this is all back, you know, the Catholic Church was happy, we were talking about this the other day, to steal every pagan celebration that there was when they were trying to gain power and influence back in the 4th and 5th centuries, grabbed all the pay. Well, that's what Christmas really is. It was a pagan celebration, the festival of lights, if you will, and the celebration of the end of the year. It has no more to do with Jesus' birth than, you know, November 1st does, or my birthday does. Jesus was actually born in late March. Some people think around the 24th or 25th of March. But because the Catholics decided they want to steal this pagan holiday, all of a sudden history was rewritten. And that's what gives people cause to think, well, what? How much of the Bible is really true? People swear by the Bible. But,
which was written by man.
Yeah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of those, the stories that each of them have parlayed into, they're all the same stories, but they're told differently. And so it's like, you know, with a car accident, you got 10 people at the site of a car accident, you get 10 different stories. And so that's the way it is here. It's nice to celebrate the end of the year. It's nice to have Christmas. It's nice to talk about Santa Claus.
And it's just so pretty. It really is.
Right.
All the colorful lights. And there is becoming more representation of other holidays than there used to be. It's still
Ramadan,
not equal enough. But
and
then
Hanukkah
on the flip side, you have that war of people saying happy holidays. And people are like, it's a war on Christmas. You're supposed to say Merry Christmas. If you're speaking to somebody who does not celebrate Christmas, or it's even at the beginning of the year, like November 1st, I say happy holidays. Because guess what? We have Thanksgiving. We have
happy
Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Not this year. Diwali was in October, but sometimes it's in November. Mm-hmm. You have Hanukkah. You have so many holidays.
Yeah.
Why can't you can still say Merry Christmas. It's not a war on Christmas to say happy holidays.
Why not? Yep. And so enjoy the holidays, please. The holidays are here for good. Let's stop taking everything apart that is good. And having these, not only that tree, but every community, we have our Christmas tree, and I think every community has a Christmas tree. We have a big one that we put in front of our city hall. It's kind of cool. Usually it's the day after Thanksgiving, they put it up and the mayor turns on the lights. That's good. Bring everybody together. And our mayor is Jewish, but he's not going to say to people, oh, we're not going to celebrate this because I'm a Jew and we don't celebrate Christmas. What? It's nonsense. All right, let's get to the election news or some of the things that are happening. The Pelosi thing seems to have. I'm wondering whether this is going to backfire because the Republicans, unless they really screw things up, are going to, it looks like, win because the Democrats have screwed up. This is like the pendulum, right? Back and forth and back and forth. And people blame the party in power for, in this circumstance, the economic mess that we're in. Trump is the one who started spending the money, but nobody remembers that. And Biden has certainly spent a lot more than Trump has, so maybe it's good that you hang it around their neck. But if they keep doing some of the stuff that they're doing, like they're playing the Pelosi thing all wrong, I don't know if you've seen any of these things or not. You know, the hardcore people are making fun of her, making fun of the husband, making light of the situation. That idiot who's, what's her name, Lake in Arizona, she is an idiot. What an idiot. And
Donald Trump Jr. sharing a meme. He didn't create it. He shared it on Twitter, and it was, I have my Halloween car, my Paul Pelosi Halloween costume, and it's a pair of underwear and a hammer. People forget these are real people. And
they may not like their politics.
Politicians, celebrities, athletes.
I was happy to
real lives and actual families.
I was happy to diss him. I don't know if happy is the right word, but I certainly didn't stay away from dissing him because he got arrested for drunk driving. Excuse me, was that 3 or 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
He deserved the negative attention. In this circumstance, they don't deserve any of this.
Well, drunk driving is so, it's so avoidable, and I think a lot of people think it won't happen to them, but especially when it's somebody who has enough money where you can hire an Uber, you have the funds to hire an Uber, you can hire some kind of driver. People who don't have that kind of money, then call a friend to come pick you up.
You know, one of the things that's going on, I have talked a number of times about how much money is being spent in advertising on radio and television, especially and on the Internet. There's a new problem that has developed. I don't think it's new, but it's now being recognized. And there's this lawyer that has been listening to radio stations and finding some of these political attack ads that have false information in them. And so he's suing the people who are responsible for the ads. I think this is actually probably a good idea. I think sometimes if you hear a commercial often enough, you begin to believe it, right? It's in radio, we call it frequency and reach. The more you play the spot, the more people it reaches and the more people will believe it. So if you're selling things, the most effective way to use the radio is to keep playing the commercial. So in this circumstance, these commercials, some of these political attack ads, I know there are a couple in New Hampshire that are running and paid for by non-campaign funds, the political action committees, to come up with these crazy cockamamie stories that aren't true, and yet they keep repeating them because up till now they could. But this lawyer, David Oxenford, is going after him. He's going to make, you know, there are a lot of ambulance chasers, so this guy's decided that he's going to make this his cause, listen to ads and find out if they're true or not, and if they aren't, sue the producer of the ads. That's okay with me. Give it your best shot, as it were. But I think they should face, whether it's the station itself or the producer, I don't know if it's the station. I don't think the station should. Maybe it's up to the station. This guy's going to claim it's up to the station to prove that what's claimed in the ad is true. Well, if that were the case, half the stuff that's on the radio, some of these drug ads, right? Some of the things that claim we've sold more cars than the other guy selling Volvos, and that's probably not 100% true. We may have sold more of a certain model. You know what I'm saying. They take a little bit of a stat and then they blow it up to make themselves look good. We're number one. I love the radio station. We're number one. Okay, well, how many number ones can you have? There are, every station can pick something in the ratings that puts them on top and they can claim to be number one. All right, is that really lying? No, it's telling the truth. We're number one in the demographic from, we have more listeners from the age of 3 to 6 than any other station. So we're number one with 3 to 6-year-olds. It gets that silly. All right, so now let's get to what's going on in Las Vegas with regard to the election. You know, there are 60,000 union members in Las Vegas. who work at the restaurants, the bars, the casinos, the hotels. And they have become a force this year for the first time, which is pretty uncommon in the hospitality business. A lot of people, you know, work. The average pay, by the way, in Las Vegas is $26 an hour, which seems to be pretty good, right? For medium, for that kind of work.
Well, what's the cost of living?
Plus tips. It's outside of Las Vegas, it's not crazy. In the city, it is, but outside the city, it's not crazy at all. But anyway, they are going around, the members of the union, there's 60,000 union members that live and work in Las Vegas, and they've decided to take a couple of issues and bring the members into the force. So there are people knocking on doors in Las Vegas that work for the various casinos and hotels. And they're identifying themselves as members of this union. And they're, a lot of them, by the way, 55% of the members are women, 45% are immigrants. The average worker, listen to this, in Las Vegas is a 44-year-old Latina. What do you think of that? And so, anyway, these people are going around because they see the money that's being made. I don't know if this is, I'm not sure that I buy into, well, look at all the money that's being made, and that's the reason for you wanting more money. You want more money because you deserve it because you work hard, not because somebody else has it and you want it. That's a bad way of arguing the position, but interesting to see what happens, how they are going to affect the election there in Las Vegas and Nevada. At 48 past the hour.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour, a pronounced moment in the week's broadcast is when the Pet Show host Warren Eckstein shows up here on Good Day to talk about things that affect you and your pets, people and what they do. A Montana woman cited for animal cruelty this past week after she shot and then skinned a husky thinking it was a wolf. How do you do that?
There's a
pretty, how do you do that?
A lot of therapy, a lot of help. First of all, the concept of killing anything and skinning it just makes me crazy.
I know, it makes me.
But how do you confuse a husky for a wolf? I don't understand that at all.
I don't either. All right, let's talk about all of the hero dogs over in France. The French military history pros have honored all of the dogs that fell. The Tomb of the Unknown Canine they have in Paris after the attacks in Paris in 2015. A bunch of dogs apparently brought down the perpetrators, and so they have been considered as heroic, and as the officers have been honored, the dogs have been honored as well. This must have happened in World War II a bunch of times, too, I would have thought, didn't it? Wouldn't you?
World War II, Vietnam, it always happens. You know, it's interesting, but if you ask anyone who's ever worked with dogs trained specifically for purposes like that, in which I've trained literally hundreds, whether it be military, police, the bottom line is anyone who works with these dogs realizes one thing. The dogs, in some cases, are the lead person or the lead animal there.
Yeah, first
trust
one
their
out.
Instincts. Trust their instincts. In other words, I talked about this on my show. I'm not going to get in depth, but my life would not be here today if it wasn't for three different times in my life where dogs saved it. So the bottom line is that you have to trust your dog's instincts, and these dogs do amazing, amazing things, whether it be just not only that type of work, but just think from the heroic dogs that I worked with at Ground Zero, Doug. These dogs sometimes would start reacting to something, and the handler would try to move the dog, but the dog would stand still, and the handler realized that, you know, let me listen to the dog. Maybe there's something there. Just amazing animals. And I think, that, you know, in Washington, D.C., there's a monument to war dogs as well. And around the country, there are war dog memorial monuments that are propping up all over the place.
I think that's very appropriate, frankly. All right, here's an idea for heartbroken pet owners. Get a tattoo of your dog or your cat who died. What do you think of that?
Been there, and done that. Have a big, big one on my right leg of a beautiful German Shepherd named Rio. I think it's up to the individual person, but a lot of people like to memorialize it. You know, a lot of people have their children tattooed on their arm. It's kind of a personal thing. You know, I have some people are anti-tattoo. The tattoos to me mean a part of my life, a specific time in my life. I had the tattoo after Rio died, so you know, he's always walking with me on the wrong side, which he always did anyway. So the bottom line, I think if it makes you feel better, if it makes you feel more comfortable, go ahead and have it done. But, you know, some people are anti-tattoo, but it's up to the individual. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a memorializing way.
All kinds of ways. I have Charlotte's ashes next to my bed, along with her collar and her leash. I just hang them on my bed.
I just got this from my dentist. My dentist asked me for some hair of my dogs. I said, why does my dentist want hair of my dogs? What is she practicing voodoo in the back room? Hair of my dogs. So I gave her the hair of Molly and Willie. And a week later, when I went back for my appointment, she handed me two incredibly beautiful ceramic bowls that she made, incorporating the hair of the dogs within the bowls.
Oh, wow.
So, in other words, I always have that. And so now people, I talked about it on the air, now everybody goes, well, can I get one? Can I get... Just an amazing... Anything that you can do to memorialize something that gives you such unconditional love.
Pleasure and love.
So good.
Yeah.
Whether it be an oil painting, whether it be ashes, whatever it be, your collar. I have my first dog, Smokey's collar, in my night table. It still smells like her. And it just makes me feel good. Makes me feel comfortable.
Me too. I'm right with you. Some turkey farm workers in Pennsylvania charged with animal cruelty. Investigators say they were caught on camera abusing turkeys. And this is the time of year, obviously, when turkeys are in the news and the focus. So here, I don't want to tell you what they did to the turkeys, but these people are they're just sick.
You know, Doug, the way I look at abuse an animal, go to jail. It's that simple. That's just no nonsense about it. If you abuse an animal, you can probably abuse a person, and you should definitely go. I want to see, and I worked on these many years ago, I want to see the animal cruelty laws really increased, really made.
Well, enforced. Let's start with enforcing the ones that are on the books now. Thank you very much. Well, our next guy, check out his radio program on the air every weekend. It's called The Pet Show, and the website is thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.